bee populations are being wiped out around the nation, and beekeepers here in Maryland are pointing to pesticides as a major reason why. They're asking for help from the General Assembly and from you as you begin to plan for your lawn and garden this spring. WYPR's John Lee has more.
It's still winter, but Luke Gimble's bees are already out and about on a warm, sunny day. He has two hives in his backyard in the Idlewild neighborhood of Baltimore County near the city line. He estimates that comes to around 100,000 bees.
That's a lot of bees. And what happens is they need that number for a single hive to survive.
But bees he had in four other hives have died since last spring. And Gimble's been a beekeeper for 10 years. His girlfriend, who lives in Sparks, is one too. And she has lost all four of her hives. And Gimble says the bees are being poisoned by chemicals used by farmers and by people who put them on their lawns and flowers.
I can't control where my bees go. They may go to those flowers and collect nectar and pollen and bring it back to the hive, and then it gets fed to larvae, and the larvae die. And we start seeing the hive diminish in size and slowly dwindle away.
One-third of the food we eat comes courtesy of pollinators. They move pollen from the male to female parts of plants, which help to fertilize them. A national survey of beekeepers by the nonprofit BeInformed.org found they lost around 40% of their honeybee colonies in a year between April of 2018 and April 2019. The Maryland General Assembly is considering banning one pesticide that harms bees. The state Senate has voted to ban the pesticide chlorpyrifos for 4 years and sent the bill to the House of Delegates. Chlorpyrifos damages children's developing brains, and beekeepers say it does a number on bees as well.
That's the top where that goes on top.
The top.
Baltimore County officials were assembling a model beehive at a recent event to encourage people to do things in their own yards to help out the pollinators. County Natural Resource Specialist Carrie Oberholzer says they're in decline worldwide, and we're not just talking bees.
It's also wasps, butterflies, beetles, bats, hummingbirds.
The county has published a booklet, How to Attract Pollinators. It lays out how to create a pollinator-friendly garden or meadow. And if you don't want to be bothered with any of that, Natural Resource Specialist Sarah Witcher says you can help the bees by doing nothing. Don't weed. Don't use pesticides. Don't cut the grass as much. You're welcome.
Being a lazy homeowner is better for pollinators than the alternative.
Beekeeping is like any kind of farming. All kinds of things can affect the crop. Especially feared is the varroa mite.
The species name is Destructor. Varroa destructor.
Pretty much says it all.
Yeah, it is.
Steve McDaniel, who lives in Manchester in Carroll County, has been a beekeeper for 40 years. The varroa mite is bad news for bees. It's a parasite that attaches and feeds on the bees and spreads viruses. An infestation can cause a colony to collapse. Agriculture officials say it's the varroa mite that is the bees' worst enemy. But McDaniel says as long as bees are healthy, they can police the varroa mites themselves. McDaniel says exposure to chemicals is causing the bees to forget how to survive, how to be bees.
When the varroa mites start to increase in numbers spectacularly, that usually is an indication that the bees are sick, that they've been gradually poisoned.
McDaniel says he had 14 colonies in his front yard. Now they are empty boxes. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.